AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says coronavirus booster shots will soon be available.
I will be at the front of the line at the pharmacy getting my vaccination. I'm very confident about this.
The booster targets the Omicron variant. They're being distributed in expectation of a winter surge in cases. Obstruction of justice emerges as a key focus in the Justice Department's investigation of classified and top-secret government documents the FBI seized at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. The department says the documents had been likely concealed and removed, part of an effort to obstruct the federal investigation. AP's Eric Tucker reports from Washington.
It is not clear whether anyone, including former President Trump, will ever be charged. That's not something that is discernible from any of the documents, and the Justice Department has been in court and on the record saying that this is in the early stages of their investigation.
Trump insists the documents were declassified. No deal for no prison time for a limousine driver who crashed and killed 20 people. Lisa Dwyer has more.
A judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have meant no prison time for the operator of a limousine company involved in a crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York in 2018. There was applause and tears from the victims' relatives who packed the court. Judge Peter Lynch called the agreement fundamentally flawed. Prosecutors and lawyers for Namin Hussein had reached a deal a year ago that would have spared him prison time. That angered the families of those killed when brake failure sent a stretch limo full of birthday revelers hurtling down a hill. Hussein was the operator of Prestige Limousine. He had been charged with 20 counts each of criminally negligent homicide and second-degree manslaughter in what was the deadliest U.S. transportation disaster in a decade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lackluster day on Wall Street. The Dow slipped 280. S&P 500 dropped 20. The Nasdaq fell 70. This is AP News. Keys to healthy aging.
The field of cellular senescence looks at how, as we age, our cells eventually stop dividing. University of California scientist Leonard Hayflick discovered the phenomenon by accident in 1960.
After about 50 population doublings of the original cells, I noticed that the cells stopped dividing.
It's a hot topic for research as scientists explore vaccines and drugs dubbed senolytics that might stop the accumulation of not quite dead cells, which can trigger inflammation and are believed to lead to an array of conditions like dementia, osteoporosis, and cardiovascular disease.
I've always thought that exercise is the best medicine that ever was invented.
95-year-old athlete and senior games medalist Richard Soller returned to the track at age 50 and has his own prescription for a healthy old age.
Keep moving.
I'm Jennifer King.
Serena Williams back on the court tonight at the U.S. Open facing number 2 seed Annette Contaveit. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.